2020 will, of course, be remembered for the pandemic, but it turns out there were lots of other stories, too, some of which I had totally forgotten about. In fact, looking back over the most read news stories of the year, it turns out only about half of them were related to the pandemic. Here's a list of the top 10, starting with the most read, with a small disclaimer. It's only news stories, so I've left out columnists like Lori McFarlane, Jack Knox and Eric Aukies, whose piece on whether imported bassa fish is safe to eat is a perennial favorite thanks to Google searches, and blogger Phil Jang, whose piece on whether you should keep your windows open or closed when it's hot out also does well thanks to searches. I've also left out things like our Christmas lights map, and this very short item on someone in Ontario winning $70 million in Lotto Max, even though it was, by far, our most read piece of the year. Top 10 Most Read Stories. 1. Federal government gives seniors $300 boost, additional $200 if low income. This piece from Cindy E. Harnett and the Canadian Press is what we call news you can use, well read because lots of people were looking for information on the benefit. 2. Tornado lifts trampoline from Sonich Yard, drops it down the block. We ran another very popular tornado story a few years ago. It's no longer online, unfortunately, it wasn't local, and when I looked at the list, I initially thought it must be that story. I'd forgotten about this one by Carla Wilson, and the amazing video. 3. 1,000 plus reports of passengers not leaving enclosed ferry car decks. This story by Carla Wilson came after Transport Canada reinstated rules requiring passengers to leave vehicles on enclosed decks. Not everyone was on board, so to speak. 4. Baby Jessica. Infant abandoned in a ditch grows up and tracks down her parents. We've been covering the story of baby Jessica, who was found abandoned in a watery ditch, since 1986. Reporter Louise Dixon wrote about the 2006 reunion between baby Jessica, now known as Adriana, and the men who found her when they were 15. This year, Dixon was the first to reveal that Adriana had tracked down her birth parents, including the teen who had abandoned her. 5. Island COVID-19 cases are doubling at fastest rate in BC, epidemiologist says. COVID-19 numbers in the island health region have been relatively low, but they were increasing quickly during the fall. Katie DeRosa took a look at how the region compared to other parts of BC. 6. Six new COVID-19 cases on Vancouver Island amid province-wide rise. Health reporter Cindy E. Harnett has written many of our COVID-19 stories, including this one about one of the first big increases after the province went into phase 3 of its restart plan, and the next entry, too. Now, of course, six new cases is pretty good. There were 11 reported on December 31. 7. BC restrictions on gatherings to continue through Christmas holidays. Of recent interest, as people were trying to figure out what they were allowed or not allowed to do over the holidays. 8. Victoria Harbour Ferry says it's shutting down after dispute with Harbour Authority. Andrew Duffy broke the news about Victoria Harbour Ferry saying it was shutting down. The little ferries were back in action later in the summer, after Ian Maxwell of the Ralmax Group acquired a controlling stake in the company. 9. Man in video of encounter with cougar and kittens gets a solid B from Island Expert. Maybe you saw that video of the man being followed by a cougar in Utah. We did, and we wondered whether he had done the right thing, so Roxanne Egan Elliott asked an expert. You can watch the video here. Be warned that it contains profanity. 10. She got her gun back, then she killed herself. This is the first part of a series by Louise Dixon about Krista Carley, a former RCMP officer who died by suicide shortly after police returned her gun to her despite knowing about her mental health struggles. Carley had been one of the first women to speak out about sexual misconduct in the RCMP. Bonus. These didn't quite make the top 10 list, but they were pretty notable. We had a VIP arrival, Victoria Airport confirms amid royal buzz. there was a lot of talk about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle being in North Saanich in late 2019 and early 2020. This is the most popular of the stories we had on them. First presumptive case of coronavirus reported on Vancouver Island. The island's first presumptive case of COVID-19 came on March 11. As of December 31, there had been 928 cases confirmed,